Bill Arsenault or Monty Ramone, the vocals?
Paul Zernowski, a.k.a. Homer Ramone, bass player.
Devonna Thomas, a.k.a. Kodos, I'm the drummer.
I'm Mike Sines, or a.k.a. Otto Ramone, and I play lead guitar.
When we started talking about how we should start a band based on The Simpsons as we were staying up late at night, Bill said the band's got to be called Hired Goons and the album's got to be called Everything Is Coming Up Milhouse. Researching it, how to get started, because we didn't know how to get started, I was watching End of the Century, the movie about the Ramones, and it hit me. The first place I saw the Ramones was on The Simpsons. Called Bill up, explained just how the gags started writing themselves and how Hired Goons fit with that theme perfectly. Well, obviously we latched onto it as kids. It was a cartoon that really appealed to us, and then there's a lot of that goes on beneath that, like, that was parodying middle-class life that really appealed to myself going from grade school to high school and kind of seeing more of that stuff in my own, in the neighborhood that I lived in. It was like almost my neighborhood, you know, Springfield. Later on, as I started meeting, you know, these guys, it was another way to talk to people. You know, Everything's Coming Up Milhouse was a code phrase for something else. Just like Not Lenny, just like I Conquer. You know, all these lines weren't just gags, they were ways of talking to each other. You know, when we came up with the idea, it's like, well, who do we know? You know, because we didn't want to go and put an ad out and find some jerky McJerk jerk. That was the experience we were having. I just said, you know what? Let's just do this as friends and you know, have some laughs. And, not, you know, this doesn't get very far. You know, it's okay because we're getting old and we're not doing a lot of stuff. We know Otto. We know another guy. We'll zero in on them if it comes down to it. Let's find a drummer first. I was working on a dance show for New Millennium Theater, and she tried out, and I said, well, you have a drum set. It was on her resume, you know, she plays the drums. Like, how about starting a band with us? And I explained the concept to her, and she just looked at me like I was crazy, but that was okay, because, you know, you have to be a little crazy.
Yeah, this was back in, like, what, 2003
or something
like that?
Oh, God, I said Hired Goons how many years ago?
2004, yeah. And I was just like, Simpsons, Ramones, how are you gonna do that? I think I seriously reacted that way. I was like, how are you gonna pull that off?
I, you know, with Pate, just trust me, we'll do this, you know, because the gags,
he was so confident.
The gags were formulated in my head.
When you guys came up with the first lyrics,
yeah,
it was just, oh my God, it blew my mind.
I think just the story of you getting in the band, because you were asked about it before, you're like, I'm not sure. And then we play New Year's Eve, and we couldn't find a guitarist in Kodos' basement, and we couldn't find a guitarist. And the day before, we're like, maybe Otto can fill in this one show. So he learned like a dozen Ramones songs that he didn't know
in like
that night. And we played, didn't practice, played, and it was awesome.
I've never seen him. It was like, shook his hand, sat down, played a set. Yeah. It was crazy.
And it was like almost no mistakes, nothing noticeable. And everyone loved it. Everyone had a great time and was like, all right, I want to be in the band.
Do you find a lot of your audience gets these jokes? Are they as big as Simpsons fans as you guys are?
I think it might be 50-50. I think, you know, those who actually, you know, like The Simpsons and know The Simpsons as well, or at least somewhat as well as we do, I think they get it. Some people, you know, might have to think about it a little bit, but once they hear the album and they read the lyrics, they'll get it. You know, it's not something that's going to, you know, completely like go over somebody's head.
I will always love the first time we played Hi Everybody at Sylvie's. And, you know, it was the first time I ever played in front of anyone before the CD came out. And, you know, the first time I say Hi Everybody, the whole crowd goes, Hi Dr. Nick! You know, so it's just right there. It's like everyone got it.
Yeah.
You know, some of it's a little more obscure, but something like that is just right in your face and everyone knew and it was beautiful.
The name was connected to the something. It's Dr. Nick. The red thing's connected.
how do you write? Do you have one main, you know, lyricist here, or do you write as a whole?
It depends. Right now, like the, you know, Monty here has already written the next, you know, next half of the album, and I'm putting a shock collar on him so I can get some riffs in there. You know, we kind of split the last album down the middle. I leave all the lyric writing to Monty for the most part. The only one that I really kind of, you know, helped with was Hi Everybody. We need Kodos here to help us figure out his songs. You know,
I can't play anything, so I will sing my songs to her.
Yeah, we sit around the piano,
figure out what key I'm singing in and everything, and then tell string instruments how they're supposed to be playing it.
And then Otto and I will come up with riffs. You know, Otto will call me at work, hey, I got a song, and start singing me the song. I'm like, I'm at work, stop calling me, you know. But we'll come up with riffs, and then once we're done, we'll say, we'll hand it off. Even if we have partial lyrics, we'll hand it off to Monty. Bye, everybody!
Yeah! Some of the songs focus more on like one episode or one moment. Everything's Coming Up Milhouse is basically everything about Milhouse. At least Paul and I, we're both big baseball fans and, you know, baseball card collectors when we were younger. And, you know, there's a whole episode where Bart Milhouse and I think Martin go to the comic store and Milhouse just wants to buy a Carl Yastrzemski.
Carl Yastrzemski car with the big sideburns. And I have the card. You know, I went out and I found the card because I thought it was funny to me, you know, and it's showed it around. It's just a point of pride to say that I have that card, because that's just, it reflects our own passion, I guess. And even if, I mean, we once discussed, do we write lyrics about the show, or do we write lyrics that kind of feel out our own interpretation? It's kind of a combo of the two. You know, it just kind of matches what our life is like sometimes, you know. Everything is coming up. I think also, you can't have the mainstream without them, as far as the Ramones. You can't have the current hard rock movement in a lot of ways without the Ramones. And there's a slew of, you know, of people who tried to follow the Simpsons footsteps. Most of them failed, but you can't have the kind of satire in cartoons without the Simpsons that you see today.
Do you feel some type of responsibility to the Ramones as well as to the Simpsons and all their fans?
Not all our songs are Ramones-ish. You know, when we listen to the CD, you'll hear the hardcore elements. You'll hear a lot of groove. You'll just hear stuff that you won't hear in Ramones albums and Ramones music. And we still want to keep the theme going. We're still writing songs in that sort of in that vein. But at the same time, you know, we've had a lot of other influences that are really strong. A lot of the ways that we've played that will override that, you know, that's gonna seep in.
We definitely bring in a hell of a lot of influences.
Yeah.
I mean, each of us, it's very
different. We cover a wide spectrum now, from punk to ska to, you know.
Cool,
to
like the little organ thing.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. You know, and then like Homer said, you know, bring in a little bit of the hardcore and heavy metal, you know, or thrash, you know, riffs and stuff. So it definitely has influences, but of course, like, you know, Monty said, there is a base, you know, that we build off of.
So we hope to have more stuff like that. I mean, we're just generating material, and you have to nix a lot of the bad stuff, obviously, but we That's why we're talking about like all these diluted future releases and whatnot. We have a lot of stuff. We have a lot to say and a lot of jokes to throw at people and make them laugh. What?
I'll be quirky. Albuquerque. Albuquerque.
For the most part,
That's right.
About the Albuquerque Isotopes episode.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we're wearing the hats from the Albuquerque Isotopes, a real team. So, it kind of a.
That was a true collaboration.
That was
amazing. We sat in a practice room and wrote that song together. Yeah. It was really cool.
Yeah.
If you want to have a laugh and see a band, and you want to see a bunch of pretentious jerks on stage, please come check us out. We're very proud to make fools of ourselves on stage, fall over for your amusement, and to also rock and headbang or whatever. If I can, may add our website gabagabado.com or visit us on MySpace, Higher Dreams Tribute. We're available on iTunes and Amazon and P3, and our album's available in stores in Chicago.
I'm Otto Ramone, and I play lead guitar.
Monty Ramone, and I'm vocals.
Kodos Ramone, drums.
Homer Ramone, bass.
Have the Rolling Stones killed?
Oh, sir, those aren't...
Do as I say!